Welcome back to Condor Currents, the podcast that flows through the latest in computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. I'm Ty Garibay, president of Condor Computing. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing, high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we're diving into some fascinating archive papers on heterogeneous computing and KV cache management for large language models. Plus, we've got some exciting news from the RISC-V world, including India's new DHRUV 6.4 processor and initial benchmarks of Spacemate's K3 RISC-V CPU. Let's jump right in. Our first paper today comes from Hozak Kim, Arkadip Das, and colleagues, and it's titled Byton Heterogeneous Operator Level Mapping for Efficient Edge Inference. Now, this paper tackles something that's been bugging me for a while in the edge computing space.
We've got these incredibly powerful heterogeneous SoCs with CPUs, GPUs, and NPUs all sitting on the same die, but most inference frameworks are basically throwing entire neural networks at just one processing unit. It's like having a toolbox full of specialized tools, but only using the hammer for everything. The authors point out that this is especially problematic with emerging architectures like state space models, Kolmogorov-Arnold networks, and multi-stage vision language action pipelines. These new model architectures have wildly different computational patterns. Some operations are perfect for vector units. Others need the branching capabilities of a CPU, and still others can really benefit from the massive parallelism of an NPU. What Byton does is pretty elegant. It performs operator-level mapping across these heterogeneous processing units. Think of it like a really smart scheduler that looks at each individual operation in your neural network and decides whether it should run on the CPU, GPU, or NPU based on the actual computational characteristics.
The key insight here is that different layers and operations have fundamentally different arithmetic intensity and memory access patterns. A matrix multiplication might be perfect for your NPU, but a dynamic control flow operation needs to run on the CPU where you've got proper branching support. The authors show that by mapping operators intelligently across processing units, they can achieve significant improvements in both performance and energy efficiency compared to the traditional approach of just dumping everything on one accelerator. From a computer architecture perspective, this work is really important because it's pushing us toward true heterogeneous computing. At Condor Computing, when we're designing RISC-V processor IP for these heterogeneous SoCs, we're constantly thinking about how our CPU cores will interact with other processing elements. The Byton approach validates what we've been seeing in our own designs, that the future isn't about having one massive accelerator that does everything, but rather about having specialized processing units that work together efficiently.
The challenge is in the software stack, and papers like this are showing how we can build intelligent mapping systems that actually leverage the full potential of our silicon. This is exactly the kind of research that drives innovation in processor design, because it shows us what the software needs from the hardware and vice versa. Our second archive paper is Multi-Segment Attention, Enabling Efficient KV Cache Management for Faster Large Language Model Serving, by Chunin Shi, Yilei Chen, and colleagues. This one's diving deep into one of the biggest bottlenecks in large language model inference, key-value cache management. For those not familiar with transformer attention mechanisms, when you're generating text, the model needs to keep track of all the previous tokens it's processed to maintain context. These are stored in what we call KV caches, and they can get absolutely massive. We're talking gigabytes of memory for longer sequences. The problem the authors are addressing is that current approaches to managing these KV caches are pretty crude.
Most systems either use approximate techniques that throw away cache data and hurt model accuracy, or they use simple heuristics like least recently used eviction that don't really understand the semantics of the attention patterns. It's like trying to manage a library by just looking at which books were checked out most recently without considering that some books might be critical reference materials that you'll need again soon, even if they weren't accessed in the last few minutes. The multi-segment attention approach is much smarter about this. Instead of treating all KV cache blocks the same way, it segments the attention computation and makes eviction decisions based on the actual attention patterns and the semantic importance of different cache segments. The key insight is that not all parts of the KV cache are equally important for maintaining model quality. Some segments contain critical contextual information that the model will definitely need again, while others contain redundant or less critical data that can be safely evicted and recomputed if needed.
What's really clever about their approach is that it maintains lossless inference. You get exactly the same outputs as if you had infinite memory, but it dramatically reduces the memory footprint and can speed up serving by avoiding unnecessary memory transfers. From a computer architecture standpoint, this work highlights the critical importance of memory hierarchy design in AI accelerators. When we're designing RISC-V-based AI systems at Condor Computing, understanding these memory access patterns helps us optimize our cache hierarchies and memory controllers. The authors show that intelligent software can work with the hardware to manage memory much more efficiently than naive approaches. And that's exactly the kind of hardware-software co-design thinking that drives better processor architectures. Shifting gears to some exciting news from the RISC-V ecosystem, we've got initial benchmarks of the SpaceMe K3 RVA23 RISC-V CPU with the K3 Pico ITX board, and this is generating quite a buzz in the community.
SpaceMe has been making waves with their RISC-V implementations, and getting real performance data on the K3 is something the entire ecosystem has been waiting for. The K3 implements the RVA23 profile, which is significant because this represents the latest standardized set of extensions that define what a modern RISC-V application processor should support. What makes the K3 particularly interesting from a performance perspective is that it's designed as a serious application processor, not just a microcontroller or embedded chip. We're talking about a processor that's intended to run full operating systems and handle demanding workloads. The Pico ITX form factor makes it accessible for developers and researchers who want to get their hands on real RISC-V silicon without breaking the bank. From the initial reports, it sounds like the benchmarks are showing competitive performance with other processors in its class, which is exactly what the RISC-V ecosystem needs to demonstrate viability in mainstream computing applications.
This kind of real-world performance data is crucial for the RISC-V community because it moves us beyond theoretical discussions and into concrete numbers that engineers can use for design decisions. At Condor Computing, when we're developing RISC-V processor IP, we're always looking at how real implementations perform in practice, not just how they look on paper. The K3 benchmarks give us another data point for understanding how different microarchitectural choices translate to actual performance, and that feeds back into our own design optimization efforts. It's also encouraging to see more companies like Spacemit bringing serious RISC-V processors to market, because that's how we build a robust ecosystem that can compete with established architectures. And speaking of serious RISC-V processors, we've got some big news from India with the launch of DHRUV64, the country's first 1 gigahertz 64-bit dual-core RISC-V CPU. This is a significant milestone, not just for India's semiconductor industry, but for the global RISC-V ecosystem.
DHRUV64 represents a major investment in indigenous processor development, and hitting that 1 gigahertz performance target with a dual core configuration shows that this isn't just a technology demonstration. It's a serious attempt to build competitive general purpose processors. What's particularly noteworthy about DHRUV64 is that it demonstrates how RISC-V's open architecture is enabling countries and companies to develop their own processor designs without being dependent on foreign intellectual property. This is exactly what the RISC-V International Organization envisioned when they started standardizing the instruction set architecture, creating a truly open foundation that anyone can build upon. The fact that India can develop a gigahertz class processor using RISC-V shows how mature the ecosystem has become. From a technical perspective, a dual-core 64-bit design running at 1 gigahertz puts DHRUV64 in the same performance class as many mainstream processors used in embedded and edge computing applications. This opens up possibilities for domestic Indian companies to build products around indigenous silicon, which has both economic and strategic advantages.
At Condor Computing, we're seeing similar trends globally. More companies and countries want to have control over their processor technology, and RISC-V is making that possible. The open nature of the instruction set architecture means that innovations developed for DHRUV64 can potentially benefit the entire RISC-V community, and vice versa. This is how open ecosystems create positive feedback loops that benefit everyone. That wraps up today's episode of Condor Currents. We covered some fascinating research on heterogeneous computing and KV cache management, plus exciting developments in the RISC-V ecosystem with the SpaceMe K3 benchmarks and India's DHRUV64 processor. Condor Currents brought to you by Condor Computing, part of Andes Technologies' RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode, where we'll be diving into more cutting-edge architecture research. Until next time, keep those currents flowing.